end.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Guten Tag.
It's your resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Say what? What's happening, y'all? Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to another funky, fresh edition, the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, first of all, let's all give a warm hand clap. Mr. Elias will not be here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to have no parts of his black ass. I'm just joking. Listen, folks, tonight we are going to ask you to make a decision. We're going to call this Decisions Episode 1. And if you looked at our show page, there are items there listed. If you had to live without one of those items, what would you do? Going to put you on the spot tonight, so that's going to be fun. Plus, it's Saturday, 10 things and 10 things not to say in front of your woman. Now, Ernest, old punk ass, had to remind everyone that we talked about this, but there is such a thing as a white list and a black list. Tonight, it's all the black list. You know, folks, we keep you updated. You have weather coming up in about 30 minutes. You have an NPR news update only seconds away, the three-minute commentary. Then on the other side, it's time to get to business. It's the Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show, 347-850-1272. Come and get it. 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 T.O., let's get this party started right.
Get your popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Several media outlets are reporting J.P. Morgan Chase and the Justice Department are close to reaching a $13 billion deal to settle accusations that the bank continued to sell mortgage-backed securities knowing they were about to lose value, which contributed to the nation's financial crisis. While the real estate market nationwide continues to recover, one of the country's hottest housing markets is stagnant. Home prices in Southern California were flat for the third straight month in September. It's keeping a lid on prices, but as Danielle Carson reports, analysts say that's a good thing.
The DataQuick reports as many prospective home buyers in Southern California have checked out. They're fed up with the inventory crunch and bidding wars that drove up prices by almost 30%. Stuart Gabriel, who heads UCLA's Ziman Center for Real Estate, says that mismatch of supply and demand kicked the housing market into overdrive this year, but it wasn't sustainable.
The markets have cooled, but that is absolutely fine because what we want is a sustainable recovery, not another flash in the pan boom-bust cycle.
Analysts say sellers are trimming their sticker prices and traffic at open houses has slowed, but they also expect prices will start climbing again during next year's spring buying season. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
Activists in Syria say at least 16 Syrian soldiers were killed in a suicide blast in a neighborhood east of Damascus. NPR's Deborah Amos reports it's the latest attack in ongoing battles between rebels and regime forces near the capital.
Rebels kicked off an offensive close to Damascus with a suicide attack on an army checkpoint and followed with mortar fire, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Rebels control much of the countryside around Damascus, but the government still holds a few key areas and fought back with airstrikes. The rebels have stepped up suicide attacks as an opening battle tactic. The regime has besieged rebel-held areas, denying food, water, and medical supplies to civilians. On Friday, the State Department demanded an end to the government blockade, which residents say has caused some children to die of starvation. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is leading an investigation into an increase in laser attacks on planes in the New York City area. On Tuesday alone, two planes approaching LaGuardia Airport were targeted by lasers. The FBI says no injuries were reported. A rapid transit strike in the San Francisco Bay Area continues for a second day. The union says pay, health care, and pension issues are resolved, and it's willing to send the remaining issue, work rules, to arbitration. But BART management says it's only willing to send the entire contract to an arbitrator, not just the work rules. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Smoke and mirrors. You've heard that before, right? Smoke and mirrors. Everything is not what it seems. You know, don't believe everything that you hear or see. Well, one of the things I try to do, big emphasis on the word try, is I try not to give friends relationship advice. Now, I know some of you guys who may be listening to this show and know me personally may be saying, you know what, you are a damn lie. You're lying because you give me relationship advice all the time. Well, listen, I try. Keyword there, try. Every now and then I will stick my big toe in the water of relationship advice, but I try not to do that, especially if I'm only hearing one side of the story. Because like they say, there's three sides to every story. Your side, their side, and God's side of the story. So it's almost impossible, or you're doing yourself a disservice when you read stuff or when you hear stuff and you draw conclusions. Which brings me to the point I'm trying to make today. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in the show during the live broadcast. One of the things that I never, ever want people to understand, or should I say, one of the things I never, ever, ever want people to do is draw conclusions to something that they've read about me or anyone associated with this show. What you should do, like anyone else, is take time, get the facts. Don't sit and listen to one person's grieving story, then all of a sudden, you've drawn conclusions. Because it's not right and it's not fair. You shouldn't do it. It's the wrong thing to do. And one of the things that I will say is when I do try to give people advice, I always try to seek out the other opinion. Because I think it's important. If you are going to play decision maker, or if you're going to play the judge in a situation, because usually you have friends, and friends tell you, if you have common friends, for example, let's say that you are a friend of a couple. So the couples, they're going to come to you. The man's going to tell you his side of the story. The woman's going to tell you her side of the story. Then what you have to do is just like an investigator. If you're going to listen, if they're going to solicit you for advice, then you need to go through the investigative process, which means you need to take all sides of the stories and then draw a conclusion. And make sure that when you do come to whatever decision or conclusion that you've come to, that you're fair, you're honest, and make sure that you tell both sides the deal. And here's the reason why. Because if you're honest with both parties, to me, they will have the utmost respect for you because you're not showing favoritism either way. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hallelujah! It's raining men for the Big E.
That's right.
Oh my goodness! Absolutely!
Are you ready?
Big Earl. What's happening, Big E?
What's up, Big Drew? How you doing, man?
I love the sound effects. Yeah. I'm doing
Big
great,
Listen, let me read something just so you, before you ask me how I'm doing. Momo B has had a problem in the family, and J. Ryle and Mr. Elias out of town, and that just leaves Ernest. And who wants to spend Saturday with that guy?
I almost went live
last week to do a show, and I'm like, you know what? Screw that asshole. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing nothing for nobody, no way, no how.
Oh, shut up, Twan. Stop acting like Tito Jackson. It's too early in the show, man. It's too early.
I had a huge laugh about that. I even read it off to my roommate, and it was because I can hear you saying it. I can hear your dumbass saying something like that. So I laughed
at
it. Already there, big man.
Yeah,
been
whatever.
There about 7 minutes now.
I get it.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like it,
I know.
I still get it.
Yeah.
It is Saturday, and listen, as you can see, if we come to Ernest first, that means that we got some people who are AWOL. Now, let me explain. Mr. Elias is not here. Mr. Elias has something he has to take care of, but the one that's missing in action, MIA, is the one, the only, the notorious Momo Beezy in the Heezy. I don't know what the hell is going on with that girl.
Could you people get your act together?
I have no clue, Whoopi. We're trying. That's why you kicked off Michelle.
I'm sick of this crap.
And who is that, Donald Duck? Who was that?
No, that was the same part of the clip. Wait.
I am sick of this crap.
The same part of could you people get your act together? I'm sick of this crap. I just divided it up into two clips.
So that was Whoopi.
That's Whoopi on The View talking about the GOP a long time ago doing something. She was.
Could you people get your act together?
Oh, she was mad.
I am sick of this crap.
Ooh, she was mad. Okay.
She was mad.
Right, she's upset.
She's mad, man.
Okay. Well, it looks like Momo B's trying to beam in here, so I don't know. Maybe she's having some technical issues. But until she pops her ass up in here, let's keep it rolling. 12 minutes after the hour, Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. We invite one, invite all to be a part of what we do. We love you. We love you. We love you. Now, Big E, man, what have you done today productive, my brother?
Well, it's been a little cold and dreary here, and I've just been around the house today. I didn't really go out today. I am going to – now, I know you guys do a 2.5 hour show. I'm glad you brought this up because I know you guys – we usually do 2.5 hours, but tonight I'm cutting out at 7 p.m. Central because I am going to a Halloween party that actually starts in an hour, but we're going an hour late. I wanted to do 2 hours on the air, and then I'm going to cut out at the top of the after 2 hours I'm cutting out, and we're going to pop down. It's just down the road. It's about a mile down the road to our friend Donnie and Becca's house. And they're having a Halloween get-together this year, so we're going to head down there.
So what are you going
to dress up as? But what have I done today?
I'm
not big on the costumes necessarily, but I do have one of those masks, like from Scream. It's kind of like it, but it's gold instead of white, and it's got a different expression. And I can kind of just wear black pants and like a black hoodie, and I put that mask on and then pull the hoodie up over it, and you really can't. You know, you can't see anything through it. So I think I'm just going to go to the front door and stand there until somebody sees me and scare everybody that way.
That's great, Ernest. You know, once again,
that or
you
I
do
have
this every
one
year.
Of those rabbit ears, you know, the rabbit ears you just put on your head with the vice grip on it. I have
don't
one of those.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that. That's going to scare the hell out of kids.
I don't have
kids
a lot.
Will never look at the Easter Bunny.
I love Halloween, but.
Yeah, don't do that.
But you know what I did today? I got
what
a recipe because I love watching. Well, I love watching Food Network. There's certain shows I love because I love to cook. I mean, we
of
all like
you
to
do.
Cook, you know. And
come on,
I know, look, I didn't get this way from looking at the pictures, big man.
I know that's right, homie.
Okay, but it was a really simple recipe, and I got a big chuck roast yesterday, about 3 pounds at the store, which is a really big piece of chuck roast. And you slow cook it in a little bit of beef broth, some salt and pepper. And then, you know those. You know what a peppercini is? Those little green pickly peppers that you get like in a salad
bar
or something?
I have no idea what
that
is.
Well, anyway, people that people that know who those are, they're just real tangy little pepper. They're not hot. They're just tangy. They're like a pickled
tangy.
Pepper. And you take a whole jar of those, and you put them in the pot. And I'm like, really? But then you cook it slow for about 4 hours, and Jay, it is so good. It breaks down. It's got a little bit of heat to it. It's got a little bit of tanginess. And you just put it on crusty rolls. It's like a, it's called a drip beef sandwich. And it's just this wonderful roast beef. So we have – our friend Alex is over. That's what we had for dinner. And I thought we got to eat early because I'm going to be in a food coma. I need to get past that before I get on the air tonight and talk to these people.
You good get dinner, though. It was a wonderful dinner. All right, well, look who showed up. Well, Mr. E, would you please do the other reading? Maybe that's why she was late. She was doing that. Been over a box
to take care of.
Getting beat up. Tore up on the floor. Ladies and damn gentlemen. Yeah, that's what she was doing, y'all. It's time to do the jam dance.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby. I want to ride Mama B better, baby. Hello, girl. How the hell are you?
Hello. Jay Bow.
Oh, boy.
She didn't know who else was here. That's why she didn't say nobody else.
No, I know. It's just you two because I got a text that the Delius is not in the building. So,
okay.
All
right. Well, welcome aboard.
Oh, boy.
So, hello. Can,
how are you doing?
I am great.
You? You've been drinking, Ernest. Can't you tell?
I'm drinking. You can see when I'm happy. I'm drinking. I'm always happy.
That's because you always drink, and that's why.
That's how it usually breaks down.
Who are you talking to?
No, I have not acquired a taste of the tea as yet.
That's a damn lie, you know. Don't lie this early in the show.
No. I'm actually on the road. I've been on the road for quite some time. So, no, I don't drink like that when I know I got to drive.
Where you going?
As soon as I take the key out, there,
not anymore.
The key is going to be on and busted. Yeah, not anymore.
So where are you going that you're on the road and you're traveling?
Well, I'm going home now. I did what I had to do.
Oh, okay. Do you have on a diaper by chance? One of those adult diapers?
I haven't been drinking, so what would I be a diaper?
No, I'm asking about the diaper. You know the girl in Florida that – never mind. All right, if I
had
to explain
it,
no,
I know what you're talking about. Wasn't she an astronaut or something?
She was, but it's too late.
Yeah.
It was fell flat on his face.
And she was stalking a guy and drove across country and wore an adult diaper so she didn't have to pull over and use the bathroom.
Yes,
you remember that story, Mama?
Yes, I do.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and this is only the representative of the ERN, but that bitch was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The views and opinions.
No,
yeah, the views, you can
agree
or not,
one.
But that bitch was crazy.
She was. She
we
was
all agree on that.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. All right, look, it is Saturday, folks, and guess what? You got us. You got us for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes, or 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Let
me tell you, get ready, because I'm going to tell you something. Even though Halloween's the 31st, Ernest, we're going to talk about costume ideas for Ernest. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. Plus, we're going to get into the QLD, the question of the day. That's coming up at the top of the hour. But, you know, if you listen to this damn show, and everybody listens to this damn show, I got to say hello to some more people, too. Got an idea that I want to run by the peeps as well. So we're going to talk about that a little later in the show. Plus, I want to make an announcement about something that I do on Fridays. That's right. You can touch the funky one on Fridays. Friday nights.
I
want to
know what that is.
Friday nights, you can hang with your boy, Jay Rao. Yes, it's called Fridays with Jay. And what I do is, while Ladies First Radio is on, I am behind the keyboard, and I'm kicking it with the peeps. Now, last Friday, it was me and Dr. Princess Ardelia. Yeah, we were, you know, I messaged back with the fans.
Where are you
it.
Doing
like
this?
It. I'm doing it on Tag, baby. That's where I hang out. That's what I do.
Oh, you're on Tag. Oh, you didn't say. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Well, the people don't Tag.
How do you find you on Tag? How do you find you there?
Well, I was under Jay Ryle. Ernest is on Tag. Yeah, so if you're my
friend. I was, but I've never gotten back to it. But, Momo, if you just search fat black jackasses, he'll pop up. He's the only search result.
Hey, don't have those.
Oh, we got two of them going, don't we?
No, we don't. We have one going. We're cutting yours off.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Rizona. 10 good minutes where we kind of talk about whatever's on our mind. And let me tell you what's on my mind today. Now, Ernest, I don't know if you remember this show called Daybreak. Did you ever watch that show, Daybreak?
I've never heard of it.
Daybreak was a show that Taye Diggs, was it Taye or Ty, whatever his name is. He started the show, and it was about a detective that was reliving the same day over and over and over again. Let me tell you something. I don't know why ABC took that show off the air. That was one of the best shows that was out there. So I'm telling you now, guys, what you need to do.
That's quite a while back.
That was in 2006. What you need to do, you need to go and find.
I don't even remember that year.
Were you drunk or something? You don't remember 2006?
She was high, probably. She didn't remember most of the turn of the century.
I don't remember that year. So anyway.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, alcohol. So anyway, so let me tell you something. Go get it. I'm starting to rewatch it again. And I'm telling you, that it is a good. Folks, listen.
Oh, wait,
is it on
Netflix?
No, I'm watching. I bought the, because what happened was when it was on live, they cut it after the 10th episode, and people went bonkers. It's like, what are you doing? But they cut it, and so you had to see the remaining three episodes either online. I loved it so much. Let me tell you, I usually don't do this, but I went and bought the season DVD deck. That's how much I love it. So I'm telling you, go out there and find it. So, Ernest, let me ask you a question. Give me a movie or a show that got a series that got canceled that you felt, no, it was too good. Why did y'all do it?
Oh, I know two right off the top of my head. And one of them, I actually have my roommate got me the DVD, too. Now, you and I are old enough. I don't know if you watched it, but when we were kids and Momo B was a little bit younger, there was a show on in the 80s with Sarah Jessica Parker and Jamie Gertz and a bunch of people who are now much more popular called sweetheart, we're talking when we were children. We're not talking 15 years ago. It was called Square Pegs, and it was kind of a comedy drama.
It was called SpongeBob SquarePants.
It was called Square Pegs.
Oh, I was like, what?
And
the
it had Sarah Jessica
show.
Parker.
I never watched it though.
And it was only 19 episodes. They canceled after the first season. I'm like, and another show that was on in the 90s. It was called Profit. And I forget the guy's name. He's married to one of the chicks and Dixie Chicks. And he was,
God,
it was this really weird show.
He was
Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. And he worked for a business firm. And he ended up having this affair with his stepmother. And he had mental problems. So he had this beautiful, like, really modern apartment. And he was really, like, high class. And, you know, he was rich and young and everything. And he'd go home and he would sleep in a cardboard box in the back of his house. Because he had, like, he was screwed up in the head. And it was so good, but it was only like 10 or 12 episodes, and they took it off the air. This was like 93 or 94. It was such a good show, and those are two shows. Square Pegs was a great show. It had a good 4 or 5 years in it, probably. It was a fun high school-type drama, or comedy, really. It wasn't a drama. It was a comedy. That and Profit are the two shows that I can think of right off that I have always remembered over the years. And, you know, Square Pegs was 83, 84, something like that, so a long time ago.
What about you, Momo B? Give me a series that was on the air, and you were like, what happened? Well, why they cut it? What's up with that?
Well, I don't know if this show was actually cut. I don't know how it ended. I don't remember. So, you know, they always cut stuff. But it was on Rock. Remember
Were you
Rock?
Drinking after the last episode? What was it?
Remember Rock?
Rock was good, yeah.
Yes, I don't know what happened to it.
It was on air for a while, but it was like any other sitcom. After a while, you know, you kind of run out of ideas. I think that's what happened to Rock. It just ran its course.
What was the show? But that was
Rock.
Very good. That show was
boom,
good.
And it's got that hand that you
love that
song. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mama may have. Papa may have.
Are you talking about R-O-C-K-S? Is that what you're saying? Rock?
No, R-O-C-K. I mean, R-O-C. His name was Rock. R-O-C.
Rock.
Well, that was the abbreviation of it.
Yeah, the garbage R-O-C. Man. The garbage
yeah.
man. He had the brother
yes,
that was
that
the,
was with, oh, hell
Joey.
No. Who was that guy?
Yeah,
Charles,
my
Charles
Sweetheart.
Dutton. That's who it was. Charles Dutton
yeah.
and Ella Joyce were in that.
That's
who it was.
Was
yeah.
My chocolate baby.
And it was God Bless the Child. Yep. I, okay, I see that.
God bless the child that has it all.
Oh, here's trivia, though, J. Ryle.
Yeah.
J. Ryle, they changed the opening theme song after the first 40 episodes. Who sang the new theme song?
You know what? I don't know. But I remember them doing that. I was like, what the hell is up with that?
It was called "Live Your Life Today" by In Vogue.
Okay, there. That's right. That's who it was. That's who it was. In Vogue. Yeah. Rock was good.
I did
good,
not
but...
watch that show, but I know what it is.
No, Rock was
good.
Very good.
Now,
you need to go back and watch
show.
It.
Now that was on. This says it was on 3 years, a total of 72 episodes. So that's a fair run for a show.
Yeah, it was on. I thought it was on 4 years, but yeah, I mean, it just got to the point where you run out of ideas. And so, yeah, it just kind of ran its course. So it wasn't canceled, though. I'm talking about shows that were canceled. That were like, okay, you're finito before you even get a chance to get your run going. Now, I remember there was a website out there where people really, when people would go and voice their opinions about those types of shows. And I remember one, it was called, what's it called, Angel or... God dang it, what's the name of that? There was a show out there that a lot of people was like one of the sci-fi shows that got canceled, and a lot of people went haywire. Is it Angel or Gabriel or some crazy mess? But anyway.
No, Angel
so,
was rolling on and on and on.
Angel went
it?
On for a while, but I
well,
feel
it was
like
Jericho,
I know what you're
Jericho,
talking about,
Jericho,
Jericho.
Jericho.
Jericho, yes, my roommate loved that show. He's got the DVDs to that.
Yeah, people were saying that was a show that, you know, was prematurely cut short. I never watched Jericho.
Yeah.
What is that about? Ernest?
I don't know. I never watched it. I think I watched one or two shows, but my roommate really liked it. I never watched it enough to know the premise of it or anything. So, hey, can you know on that show, Rock, you know a couple famous people that were on that show? Can you think of them right off the top of your head? Because I'm looking at the cast list here.
Yeah,
you know, there's a recurring
grandma.
Cast.
What's his name? My boy, the drug dealer.
Clifton
Powell. I love him. Yes, that's my boy right there.
Yeah,
yes, that's
one of them.
I love it. Yes.
And Rocky Carroll's on there too.
Oh, I don't see. Yes, yeah, he was a regular.
Yeah, he was.
There
Joel.
Was
he was
Garrett
one of the
Morris.
Main. He was one of the main characters. He was on there.
Yeah.
Who else?
Garrett Morris.
Who?
Garrett Morris.
Oh, that's right. He was on there. You're right. That's right. Because he was on Martin.
Heavy
so he
D.
was Phil from Martin, right?
Well, he's on it. Isn't it Garrett Morris that's on that show, too, Broke Girls? Isn't he on that now? Is that him?
You know, I've seen a couple episodes of that, but I haven't really been keeping up with that show. I thought it was funny, but I just, it's one of those shows, you know, it really takes a good show to get me to sit down and really watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the one show that I can say that actually does that is damn Duck Dynasty. Now, I will stop the damn presses.
Oh, my Lord.
To watch Duck
Dynasty. Are you
kidding? What? Are you serious?
Are you watch Duck Dynasty?
Uncle Si? Are you nuts? Let me tell you something. I went and bought me a Duck Dynasty hat. What the hell's wrong with you?
What the hell's wrong with you? You're buying Duck Dynasty hats.
What's wrong with, why? Because they white dudes with long beards. I can't get down with that. What's up with that?
Now you can get down with whatever you want. You know what my statement comes from is I'm not a TV reality fan at all.
I watch the first 48.
I don't want to keep up with nobody. I don't want to see nobody's dynasty. I don't know about no Real Housewives. I don't do none of that. It's all ridiculous to me. It's cheap programming. That's just me. If ever people like it, I'm not going to hound on you for watching it. I just don't choose to watch it myself.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet you if they came to your big ass and said, if you want to show appear on the damn show, you'd be on there.
You're right, because some of the dumbest, like,
that's
look,
what I thought.
You know, Bruno Mars has four, the singer Bruno Mars has four sisters. They are getting their own TV show. I'm like, why can't I have a show?
Who would
why
want to see
I?
You on TV?
Well, who wants to see Bruno Mars' four sisters? Who wants to see these dried up old hags on the Real Housewives of wherever? Nobody
who watches that
do.
Mess? I don't watch it.
Anyway. A lot of people watch it. There's some. That's one of the most, what do you call it, lucrative or popular franchises. The Real Housewives of New Jersey and Atlanta are really popular. And what is it, Beverly Hills or whatever. Also on the show real quick was Heavy D, Tone Loke, and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I remember Heavy D being on that. I don't remember Jamie Foxx.
Oh, yeah, Tone Loke, yes.
That's right, Tone was
on
that.
Yeah, he played
right.
Ronnie Paxton, and Jamie Foxx played Crazy George. And they were both in seasons, all three of those were in seasons 2 and 3, so.
I don't remember Jamie Foxx being on there. All right. So anyway, all right, so 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by.
10 Good Minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Chrissy Warlow, taking a look at your forecast for the next 3 days, and we are going to be tracking a little bit of snow that's coming down from Canada into Minnesota and into the Dakotas. We also have a little bit of a snowmaker right here in Wyoming and into Colorado. We're also tracking just a little bit of rain that is being a little bit of a pesk, if you will, for the New England states up here from Pennsylvania into New York and even into Maine. Florida, unfortunately, you're going to see a little bit of the rain as well on Sunday afternoon. Now, we're going to see a little bit of a cool down associated with the snowmakers all the way in the Central Plains to the mountainous west, but we are going to see the warmer temperatures for the southeast and certainly warmer temperatures for the southwest as well, 79 for Los Angeles and 87 for Phoenix. On Monday, we're going to see that rainmaker with the snow push a little bit more towards the east. So we're going to see it in some rain for you in Detroit. We'll also see the snow for Minneapolis, St. Paul, and even further north from there. Temperature-wise, we are certainly going to see that cold air really dive in from Canada into Minneapolis with a high of only 39 degrees on Monday. 48 for you in Chicago. That's also very chilly as well for this time of year. Otherwise, we'll continue to see the heat build ahead of it, though. 70s for much of the southeast, 88 for Orlando. Beautiful day for Boston, though, high about 64 degrees. Tuesday, we'll start to see that snowmaker dip a little bit further towards the south. We also have more snow for the Great Lakes, but we also have rain for the southeast. So from New Orleans all the way up into Columbia and even into the Outer Banks of North Carolina, that is where we're going to see the rain. For the West Coast, and certainly for much of the western third of the country, dry, beautiful skies for you, mostly sunny skies and warmer temperatures. We'll see Salt Lake all the way up to 65, Albuquerque to 66, and Phoenix very warm at 89.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Happy day, yeah. Just like the love about will. What the hell?
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, You getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Hey, who's this clown? I'm ready.
Okay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now, back to our show.
Welcome, my band folks. Ooh, welcome back in, I should say. 39 minutes after the Hour J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Glad you're in the house, guys. Hope you guys are having a great weekend so far. Hanging out with the very best in the biz on a Saturday, hanging out with my boy, Big What's happening, Ernest?
What's up, Big J. Bumblebee?
And we got Bumblebee in the house. What's up, girl?
Yes, chilling with my dear friend Drew.
Oh, there.
And you.
Ooh, sounds like rough room. I can see you and you and you through the mirror. Yeah, happy days are here again. All right, look, folks.
Y'all are on crack.
We are on crack. Once again, Mr. Elias is not in the house. He is doing his uncle duties. This guy is an uncle all the damn time. Ooh. Phone lines are open, though, 347-857-8501-272. It's open. Call on in if you want to get in. All right, look, folks, we talked about doing 10 good minutes. First of all, let me go back to a story that we talked about a little bit on Wednesday. It was about the story of Becky Swells. I want people to go and really get that story. I guess the reason why it's touching me so much is because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this is a young lady, once again, who wanted to see her daughters get married before she died. They thought they had 2 weeks. Come to find out they didn't. All of a sudden they had to have the wedding quickly. She was able to watch her daughters walk down the aisle over the weekend, and she died that following Monday. So, you know, hug a loved one. You never know when it'll be the last time. Yeah, it was a touching story, man. You know, it's amazing. And breast cancer is one of those, you know, is a cancer that's, you know, very curable. Ladies, you just have to do the right thing and self-check. Do self-examinations. And if you can't find anyone to do that, just give me a call. I'll be more than happy to come and,
there it is.
And
let me just say this about breast cancer.
Breast cancer walk today. I was there this morning. Yeah.
Oh, what happened? Talk to us. What happened?
A lot of people. I said I was at the breast cancer walk this morning. There was a lot of people out there supporting. That was very nice. That was the first time I've ever been. I always said I wanted to go, but that was my actual first time going to the event. And it was nice to see all the people out there supporting. You know, that was cute. I liked it. I'm gonna make that my thing to do every year. I'm gonna be dedicated like that.
Be dedicated like that because it's one of those diseases that we could cure. You find it early enough. Very curable. So get out there and really do what you have to do in regards to, you know, brothers, and wear the pink. There's nothing wrong wearing pink. Let me tell you something. A proud man, a real man, to put that damn pink on. Put that pink on and look good. Because the donkey you are.
Let me say something about the breast cancer. One in, I forget the number now, but one, a long time ago it used to be one in 1,000 men. But men can also get breast cancer. As well. So don't think that men are out
of
the loop. In fact, the first time I heard about it, if you remember the movie Exorcist and the little girl in it, Linda Blair, her husband later on in real life had breast cancer. And I remember reading about that in a magazine. And they at the time they quoted the statistic of 1 in 1,000. Now, this was like 20 years ago. It could be more. It could be less. But it's just something that I certainly never knew about until I read that. So, you know, whether you're male or female, you got to check your yourself out and make sure you're healthy. So it is a male – it can be a male problem as well, obviously not as regular as it can be in women.
Yeah, so if you have big breasts like Ernest, did you do a self-examination today?
Oh, please. You bet. Let me tell you something. You can't buy a T-shirt tight enough to hold yourself in place.
Hey, you can kiss my ass.
That's why they make spanks for men, for big jackasses like
you.
Yeah,
whatever shit.
Hi there.
Sex
is for sex.
Yes, it is.
There was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
I bet you was.
Harvey Wallbanger.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
I didn't leave.
She's still there now.
Why am I going to leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Six is for sex.
It sure the hell is. What's going on, Mystery Girl? What's happening,
hey,
baby?
Hey, Momo B. Hey, Ernest.
Hey,
Jay.
How you doing, girl?
I need to get a time for a breast examination, Jay.
I know that's right, baby. I was going to ask you how many did you have. I know because you get your breasts examined all the time at the strip club, no, at the damn swinger club, don't you? Get about eight,
yeah,
nine that night.
Otis on call. Why don't you call that brother over and have him make sure there's no lumps and bumps in your
room? Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, hold on. You,
I mean, let's
like
make sure those
a,
hills are alive with the sound of music forever.
That sounds like we had a nerve when you answer that. She was like,
Well, he's jacked, but that's old news. Go ahead.
Oh, she done kicked him to the curb already.
Was it old news the first time or the second time?
Damn, he wasn't there 10 minutes. She done put his ass out. You and Dr. Prince is on
to
you.
No, that's my friend.
That's pretty bad when you're getting kicked out of the ghetto, like, more than once. You got it bad. You are a sorry sap sucker.
Well,
So how's the ghetto life working for you? You know, I got to ask you this every show. How's ghetto heaven?
It's it. You know, it's not for everybody. And, you know, you can only take small doses of it. And then you kind of disappear. But, yeah, it's you know what, to be really honest, to be, you know, really, really honest, it's really sad that so many people that have the ability to do better when you talk to them and everything, you know they have, like, these gifts, but for some reason they just can't figure out how to grasp their gifts. So it's kind of, and I'm talking about of every nationality. It's rough to see. It is.
It's hard in the ghetto.
Yeah.
If you ain't been to the ghetto, you can never go to the ghetto. Who made that? Wasn't that OPP? Everything's going
to
be all right now.
Naughty
by Nature. Everything's going to be all right now. Yeah, if you ain't know about the ghetto, stay your ass out the ghetto. You can't be living in suburbia America and then try to
sound like
back
Tracy
in,
Morgan,
Mystery.
When you said that.
I did?
You did. Okay. You sound like Tracy Morgan when you said that just now.
Oh, well, I try. Okay,
don't try it again. You'll just embarrass yourself.
Anyway, it's time for the Q&A question. All right, the question of the day is, okay, we're asking you, out of the items that were listed on the show announcement, which one could you live without? Now, are you asking me what were the items on the list? I'll be more than happy to tell you. Music, cars, sex, the internet, computers. So you pick them. If you had to live without one damn thing, what the hell would it be? And so now, since Mr. Elias is not here, I'm going to go to my boy, Big Earn. Big Earn, bro, out of the things that's listed on the front page, baby, give me something, man, that you can live without, dog. You had to get rid of one of the six or seven items that are on that page. Would you like me to
I'm looking at it right now, and I kind of thought about this. Now, is the woman sitting? Is the TV?
She's watching TV. She's watching TV.
Giving up television?
Television, yes. So give up television.
I would give up television, or I would give up a car, because I don't have a car now. So I mean, I drive, but I don't have a car. So it's true. So if I had to give up the option of ever having a car, then I'd give that up, and I would give up. I could give up TV watching. Because there's not a lot on TV, except Duck Dynasty,
but
apparently, over in Houston. But
you can't watch it forever. It's over. You cannot watch it ever again. It's done.
Take it. I can see stuff on my computer. I can read about things if I want to.
That's a good point. Yeah, you're right. You have access to the internet, so I guess. Okay, so television. So give me one. Which one? Television or a car?
Well, I've only owned a car once in my life, so, I mean, for the sake of the argument, I'll say television.
Ernest, how can you go through life owning one car? I mean, what the hell is up with you? You're not losing no weight by walking.
I don't know if Miss Terry's thinking it right now, but you're being a little bougie. You're being a little bougie right now. And let me tell you why.
Stop trying to get a cold side for your ass.
You asked me a question, Twan. Let me answer. because there are some of us in life that don't have, you know, the funds to do that or to keep it up, even if somebody gave us a car or whatever. And let me tell you, when I was in my 20s and I lived in Tulsa and I was working at a salon and I was going places, I took the bus everywhere. They had a great public transportation system. I'd buy a flash card for $6 and it would get me 10 rides anywhere I wanted to go. And I did that. When I lived in L.A., L.A. is a town that you have to drive in. It's not like New York City down there where, you know, you take public or you can walk everywhere. In L.A., I took the bus everywhere. I took it from South L.A., not South L.A., but Southern L.A., all the way over into the valley to work every day. That's just how people get along. You do what you have to do in life. So, you know, I've had a car a couple times in my life, and when I'm with my roommate, I can drive. You know, his car, if we're out somewhere, I'll take the wheel for a while. But in general, you know, people can get around different ways. I know people that only own a bike. They bike everywhere they go. Now, ain't nobody bougie and got a BMW parked in the driveway like you do. So
I don't have a BMW parked in the driveway, homeboy. Get your facts
whatever
straight.
You have, man. Whatever you have, I don't care. You put a smart car in your ad for the radio show, so I don't know what you're doing. But I could go without a car. People get around if they have to. It's just, you know, you do what you got to do.
Okay,
so it's not
no
a big deal. If I have
in.
One, great. If I don't, then not a big deal. But I'm going to say television for this for the show. I'm going to say television.
Okay, Ms. Terry, what about you? You had to get rid. You had to live without one of the items. Now, it's either no, you can't watch television, no music. That's hard.
Did you put underwear on the list?
No, not that. No,
you know.
You're living without that right now. No car.
Really? I know.
No sex. No web. No internet. No computer. Or no cell phone. So, I mean, if you had to get rid of one of those things, God says, unto y'all, you have to get rid of one thing. What would you get rid of?
It would have to be TV.
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't really have to look at TV because pretty much everything you want to look at, because I know how to do it on Cubit computer anyway, so
Well,
really
you live in
match.
The ghetto.
The
all you
got to
do is look out the window, Miss Terry.
Well, yeah, there's entertainment right out my door. But
right, that's what I'm saying.
You know, but, yeah, that would probably be it. Cause that? What? And,
oh, wow,
you
know, I know I offended your honor when
both,
I asked
girl,
you that
you
question.
You and me both.
And a
yeah,
car,
I know, I,
you know.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would bless me with a car right now because I really would need one. Putting that out there through the airwaves. And you can get in touch with Jay if you want to donate one to me.
Why don't you be asking for a car on the damn radio? What kind of mess is this?
Hey,
I need
God
a damn car.
We're a community
God
radio show.
Ask,
you can do that.
God says ask and you receive a closed
right.
mouth. Don't get it twisted.
Well, let me know how that worked out for you. Okay, so she asked for a
okay,
damn car. Let's
I
see if you
blessed.
Can receive that.
When I get blessed,
let me tell you,
that,
when Miss Terry calls this show from the road, you'll know that something good happened.
Thank you.
Yeah, call her from the side of the road, walking to the bus stop.
I'll be calling you from the bus stop myself.
Hey, I got a ride. Where are you going?
I
got
to go.
Number 20,
I got to go. The number 27th here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's funny because it's true.
Well, okay, so you can do whatever.
Yeah,
okay,
no
so,
TV.
No TV?
No TV.
Wow.
No.
Okay. That's interesting because I don't see how anybody can live without TV. I mean,
oh,
I would
please.
Go bonkers.
Are you serious, Jay?
Man, let me tell you something, Ernest. I watch sports, dude. Man, I cannot survive without a television. Oh,
I
hell
can
no.
Sports. Yes, you can.
I can see all the games in live and in color online.
Yeah, but you get the little
yeah.
take delay and you get the little hiccups. Hell no, I want to watch it straight. Hell no. No.
Okay.
I can't roll
well,
like
then you
that.
Need good internet.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know what, Ernest? You need to go to hell. How about that?
I'm already there. How about that?
So you
yeah,
need
whatever.
To tell me when your internet, so when you need to tell me when your internet goes out, you just tripping. Oh, my Lord. You tripping.
Hold on. What you say, Jamar? I know you said something smart ass. What you
I
say?
I didn't say that, sir. I'm just saying you know how people trip. Oh my Lord, my cable out. Oh Lord, you be going like that.
Well, you damn
he's,
right.
He's bougie.
You damn Skippy.
Okay.
You damn Skippy. Hey, bougie. I'm like, dude, I cannot be without television. Now, I don't sit. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the two channels or the three channels that my television stays on. stays on ESPN. It's actually five. ESPN. It stays on the NFL Network. All right. A&E, because I got to watch my Duck Dynasty. All right. MSNBC. And then one of the local channels. Local channels for news, you know, catch the weather and the traffic and all that stuff. That's it. I don't watch none of this all crazy, you know, Castle and, you know, and all that stuff. Now, I do watch Dancing with the Stars. Because I love Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bruno.
The list is
getting
Bruno
longer. Who's your television provider, Jay? Who's your cable or satellite provider?
Why? Do you sell cable? You would give me a better deal? Why the hell are you asking me that question?
No, I was going to call them and turn it off for a day.
You know what? I will come to L.A. and personally put my hands all over your hands.
I'm just asking you because you kind of bougie, so I'm seeing how bougie you are with your service.
Well, Ernest, okay, so is there an elite service? I mean, is there, like, a special elite service? I have Comcast.
Apparently,
Ernest.
You would love to know that. But
oh, you have Comcast.
No, hell, I don't want to
know that. Because I
know
what all is available in Houston. Tell me.
I just told you I have Comcast. I don't know why you even know that, but fine, there it is.
Because sports fanatics usually like DirecTV.
When it rains,
no, that's a lie because I've had DirecTV for 3 years and
I've had DirecTV
right.
too.
Well, then you ain't aiming it right, brother, because
really,
I have been through blizzards
never
and upstate problems. New York and everything else, and that cable has hardly ever cut out ever in 3 years
hardly.
Here. I can count
you just
twice
said the key word.
That we've had
has
to turn
hardly.
Over to the antenna.
It cuts off at the wrong time.
Out
I was watching
years?
NFL. I was watching an NFL playoff game, and that damn thing cut off. I was mad as hell. I couldn't watch. No, I said, that's it. I'm done.
Look, I'm calling user error on that, but whatever. You stick with your comment.
Oh, okay. It rains. I just turned it on, and then it just says acquiring satellite, but that's user error. Shut your ass up. Always start.
It doesn't
up.
Do that here, buddy.
Yeah,
I think. Oh, well, you stay in the damn mountains.
Yeah, because Florida does the same thing.
I don't live in the mountains. I'm not in the Adirondacks or Catskills. I'm right on sea level, brother.
I really don't give a damn. What
I'm
you
right
say?
By
How
the
about
river.
That?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Whatever.
Yeah, we can hear you. Why?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, look,
well, we're not supposed to hear you.
Y'all having all different kind of conversations. I would like to answer the question.
I was trying to ride it out to the break because, you know, you really need more than 2 minutes. That's what I was really trying to do. But since
you need
a whole
damn
my radio etiquette, can we do you after
this
the break if you don't
simple.
Mind?
Okay. No, I don't mind. I just, you know, y'all continue talking. I said, well, damn, they got time.
Yeah. Are we not giving you enough attention? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, do we need to, you know, caress your soul? Do you want a breast examination
to
check you out?
No, I'm just saying, no, because I'm trying to do something, and I can easily put the phone down, but I thought, I said, you know, Ms. Elliott's not here, that we had time to do me before the break. That's all I was just looking at, but I could put
we
you on
I'm
going
to make time
for
the break, girl.
Don't
you
worry
about that.
I can prep
and
my dinner.
And around the break,
so
baby.
Gotta,
we can do you whenever you want to be done, girl.
Girl, I'm going to do you. Don't you worry about that. I'm going to make time for your
ass. He ain't going to do nothing. Let me tell you something. Mama B, you have to videotape Ernest trying to do you. Oh, that's going to be crazy.
Look
crazy
today,
everything
I was talking to a chick today. I was talking to a girl today that absolutely just loves me. Her name is Cheryl. And she said something.
Is she blind?
I'm sorry I didn't answer your call earlier. I had company. And I said, are you cheating on me? You know, joking. She said, I could never cheat on you. And I said, well, you better not because I'm handing out orgasms and lollipops and I'm fresh out of lollipops. That's how you work it right there. I'm all over it. I'm all over it.
Ernest,
let me go wash my hands. Let me go wash
ass.
My hands. Let me go wash my hands.
Yeah, go wash
I'm
your hands.
I'll be right back to you in a second.
Yeah, go wash your hands, because ain't no damn way she's going to want to have anything to do with your ass. And, you know, that's a
you
good question. I want to talk about that a little bit, because I had a female tell me this, and this is no lie. I'm going to leave this guy. I'm going to leave this with you during the break, and then when we come back, maybe we should have this conversation after Ernest leaves. Yeah, we'll do it at the top of the 4 hours.
Because I want to hear it. I just want to hear what she said. Go, you can do it. It's not
well,
a big
I'm
deal.
I'm going to tell you what she said, but we're not going to talk about it until after you leave.
Oh, come on. All right, okay, at least tell me what she said then. Yeah, at least
no,
tell me
I will. I mean, I will. I mean, I'll tell you. This is what she told me. She
no
told
point.
Me that she started dating this guy, right, that I guess he was gay, but for some odd reason he started loving women again. I don't know what the deal is, but anyway. So she started dating this guy again, And so when she started, you know, having, you know, kissing and, you know, doing all that things with him, I guess the dude felt that they were close enough for him to expose and tell her that. She didn't know this when she met him, right? So after...
Because she had once dated guys?
Yeah. So look,
okay,
so after he told her this, all of a sudden, she had a problem putting her mouth on this dude. And so what we'll talk about this one. I just thought it was hilarious. I got to thinking. I said, why would you have it? But I said, So we'll talk about it. All right. All that and more is coming up next. Don't forget, it is Saturday. 10 things not to do.
He showered.
Stay in front
then.
Of your
Dang
woman.
Girl.
And this is on the blacklist. This is from a blacklist.
Listen, that might be number one right there, Jay. That might
yeah.
be the number one
showing
thing
up.
Right there. Don't tell your girl
showing
that
up.
You
your stuff, your girl, I'm telling you right now, is from a blacklist. You can tell by the answers. All right, we're going to step out. We'll be right back after this.
If someone came to me now and said that I was just diagnosed, I would say it's really going to be okay.
There's hope. There's so much hope. Just hold on to the hope. You can make it. You'll be okay. You can get through this. This too shall pass. It's not fatal for everybody. Get informed, get involved, get your treatment, and then join the rest of us in the fight.
It's actually been a positive experience. I look back and think, oh gosh, I could write a book on this and how cancer saved my life. I just have so much to be thankful for. I'm more grateful for the people around me who have been so supportive. I had no idea I had so many friends until the card started coming. And it was just wonderful to see people reaching out and caring so much.
Sometimes when I'm off the line and I get the opportunity to be in a different little area where I'm kind of off to myself, I dance. And they say, look at her, she's over there dancing. But if I had the chance to sit it out or dance, I think I dance. That's my motto.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get in the fight. Take a loved one to have a mammogram done today.
Cause he has a wife convinced that there are villains for me too.
look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
Saturday is the Saturday, is the Saturday, is the Saturday. Saturday is the Saturday, Saturday is the Saturday.
Hey, you know what time it is.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74 Street Baptist Church. We call a city sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Never.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle showing a beautiful, and when I say beautiful, 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 beautiful sound. Hanging out with the very best in the biz. You know I'm hanging out with my babies. First up, Mama BZ and the Easy Hanger.
Hey.
Yeah. Miss Terry's in the house. Hey. Whoa. Sweet thing.
Hey.
Oh, you're my everything.
Hey.
Ernie. And King Turtlenecks is in the house, Big Earl. What's happening, Ernest?
I am handing out discounts on DirecTV subscriptions. Call me later.
Ernest is going to a Halloween party later on tonight. I wonder if he's going to go dressed as the damn Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. We got to find out what he's going as tonight. We'll find that out coming up a little later. Plus, we're going to talk about
Tim King. I'll post a picture on the TJRS page. How about that?
Ooh, please don't. That's okay. Plus, we're going to find out. We're going to talk about 10 things not to say in front of your woman. And this is the blacklist. Now, before the break, we were talking about the QD, the question of the day. If you had to live without one of the 7 items that are listed on the show marquee, which one could you live without? So, Momo B, we never asked her the question. Momo B's in baby in the he's in.
We didn't
if
have
you had
time.
To live without television, car, a phone, sex.
Ha!
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. Cable TV, music, a computer, which you did before already since you won. So which one would you shut off? Which one would you say, I'm done.
I
can't roll with
it. I gotta say my TV. I can't live without my music. I love music. I listen to music every day, during my sleep, all day, all night, every time. Music, love it. Okay, gotta do that. My phone, you might as well just scratch it out the list. There ain't nobody saying that. Okay, what else we got? Computer. And during my life, I have been without both. I have been without TV for a period of time, and I have been without
Me
a
too.
Computer for a period of time.
Oh, we know.
And
we know. Ernest sent you one. You didn't have one to Ernest sent you one. Yeah, go ahead.
The computer, I could live without a computer per se. However, it was very inconvenient. That's what it was. It was inconvenient.
Because you only have your phone, right?
Yes, a television is not an inconvenience not being able to watch it, but computer, especially when you got a kid that need it for work and all that stuff, it was very inconvenient not having a computer.
You know, Momo B, I
places
think...
that have a computer. Whereas TV, it was just like, oh, well, that's it. I ain't going to nobody's house to watch no TV. Like, who does that? Like, can I come over and watch the show? No, I ain't doing that.
You wouldn't be able to watch Good Times.
What?
You didn't have a TV, there would have been no Good Times, no Florida Evans, no James Evans. Damn.
You
but that's
on
my
computer. You can do it on a computer, though.
Hold on, homie. Oh, well, that's true, I guess. Okay. Yes, Ernest.
Yeah, so
hey,
Momo, you know, you could, Momo B, you could probably do without your phone, because let me tell y'all something, what I ain't talking.
Uh-uh.
Momo butt dialed me recently. And she didn't understand that I was on the phone, and I could hear her talking, and she's like, getting jiggy with it, and she's like singing.
Oh, my God.
Her. No, she wasn't. Wow. She was either getting jiggy with it or something like, or,
oh, my God.
She was getting jiggy with it. I think she said something like that. And she, I said, Momo, pick up your phone. And she picked it up, like,
goodness.
You know, to text instead of putting it to her ear. And I,
she
and she said something.
Herself?
She's like, what is he talking about? And so I started typing back what I could hear her say. It took her like 10 minutes to understand I'm on the phone. Your ass dialed me, and I've been listening to your heifer ass for the past 10 minutes.
So how did you text
her
then, Ernest? How did you text her?
I was texting. No, I was texting her, telling
you
her
you're
on the phone, and she wasn't getting it. She didn't understand. And I was repeating the things back to her. Like, she would say, getting jiggy with it. So I would type, I know you're getting jiggy with it. I'm on the phone. And she's like, how does he know that? You know, and I can hear her reacting.
But my question is, where was she reading it from?
I'm on the phone.
Where was she reading it from?
She was reading my text. I was typing.
But my point,
Ernest,
is, okay, Ernest, listen. You're saying that she butt-dialed you. So she didn't know that you were listening to her. So are you saying that she had the device in her hand texting you and did not know that it was on with you on it?
Exactly.
Yes.
She didn't
understand
that I was actually live on a phone call, and I was texting her because I would hear her say certain things, and I would text those to her. And I was like, I can hear you saying this or that. And she's like, what is he talking about? No, 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 no. And I'm like, look, Will Smith, put your ear to the phone.
My baby's special. Sometimes
she
says
she loves.
Oh, my Lord.
That phone that she has is terrible.
Oh, God. Sometimes she needs a hug.
It was the funniest phone call I've ever had for Momo P, though. The funniest phone call I've ever had.
Oh,
mainly because she wasn't there for half of it, but whatever.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, God. All right.
It was
14 minutes after the hour, J-Rod Show, Saturday edition. I want to say what's up to Sandra. Hey, girl, what's going on? What's happening to Nisenit? I can't pronounce that. Tuni, what's going on? Hey, Shanessa's back in for round two. Chris, what's up, baby? Tracy D, what's happening? How you doing? And this chick named Haley, let me tell you something. And I'm going to bust you out, Haley, baby, because on last Friday, you were trying to have sexual intercourse with me over the computer. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my Lord.
My name is not Dr. Princess Ardea. I'm sorry, Ernest.
Has she seen your picture far and wide? I mean,
let me tell you something, baby. I'm the da-da-da man, all right? Don't worry about me, dog. Don't worry about me, all right? Apparently,
you're
like what they see. So I get messages all the time. Yeah, the da-da-da man. Da-da-da man. Yeah, that's what I am. So listen, bottom line is, don't be coming at me because she kept saying, come on, let's keep talking. I'm like, look here, girlfriend. I'm here to talk about the show. You're trying to, I don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying?
What you wearing?
That was, huh? What'd you say?
She's like,
what did you say?
What you wearing, Big Daddy?
Did she, though? She didn't ask.
She was talking to you like, what you wearing,
she didn't.
Big Daddy?
Yeah, she was coming at me like that. I'm like, girl, listen. You want to talk about the show? You want to talk about funny episodes? If you want to kind of play like that, that's cool. But, you're trying to get into a full-fledged sexual encounter online. That's not going to happen with me. Because you never know if the FBI is sitting behind one of these computers. And when you go into a person's profile, it's say 37, but then while you're talking to them, they go and change it to 13 and they come bust your ass. Hell nah. I won't be the one. Because you never know if they do some mess like that. So get away from me.
Chris,
let me tell
Hansen
all y'all
shows
right
up
now.
On your doorstep.
Think about this for a second. Think if you were engaged in a sexual conversation with some young lady, right? And her profile says 37. Her profile says 37, but while let's say that they quota numbers were off and they needed to arrest some people, they changed the number to 13 while you still engaged with her ass in conversation. See what I'm saying?
Well, but see, that's not the same thing. They're catching people when they're posing as like a 14 or 15 year old on there, and that's. You're saying it in reverse, and that wouldn't be a legal way. They'd do it the other way. They would say they were 14 or 15. I mean, you can talk to someone and they suddenly change their age. They can't get you for that because they let off with a false pretense that way. You're backwards.
Ernest, it's a joke.
And besides, ain't nobody talking to you like that anyway. Ain't nobody 13, 30, 83.
Yeah, let me tell you something, baby.
Like
let me tell you something. Because you don't get picked up on by some
so
dudes,
what is the real
so go
truth?
To hell. So
what you
find
is the real truth. The real truth is she wasn't cute enough.
No,
I think
Miss
he
Terry,
wasn't cute
now, see, here you come with that. No, I like to keep it respectful. If you're going to communicate with me.
But you went all the way to this could be the FBI and 13. That's like crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless that's what you do and the FBI are after you. Normal people don't think like that. So there had to have been a reason why you really didn't want to talk to her like that.
Okay, we're going to move on because y'all are digging way too much into this. We have digressed. Thank you very much. All right, so Ernest, listen. We announced earlier that Ernest is going to go to a damn Halloween party. And so, Ernest, we are dying to know what you are going as. Maybe we're not dying to know. We just need some laughs. So what are you going to put on your big ass to go to this Halloween party?
I don't know why this is a big deal. I told you what I was going to wear.
What are you going to wear? That scream mask?
Yeah, I don't listen. I don't do a lot of costumes. So, and here's what I do every Halloween.
You do when you're in the Red Barn.
Listen, I missed a party. Listen, I ain't wearing nothing in the barn except my tennis shoes.
Ooh, yuck. Okay, sorry, keep going.
But
Ooh,
look, you brought it up. You went there.
Yeah.
I'll get comfortable.
I know.
Usually on Halloween, I will go out in this mask that I have, which it's like a scream mask, but it's not the same. It's actually plastic, and it's gold with the black eyes and everything in the hood.
Okay,
and I'll put on black pants and black shoes, and I'll put on a black hoodie over, you know, my head with the mask on. And I'll actually sit outside because we have chairs on our front porch, and I'll sit outside in these chairs like really still, kind of, you know, sitting sideways or crooked a little bit, and people will come around the corner, and the children don't think about it, but the parents are usually like, oh, my God, I hope that thing isn't real. And so I just sit there really still, and then when somebody walks by, I either jump up and scare them or I don't move at all, or I'll go find a dark corner to stand in and where people walk by, and then they'll see me and wonder if I'm real or not. So that's probably the costume I'm going to wear to the party tonight, and I'm just... You know, I'm going to wear the scream mask. The only other thing I have is a pair of pink rabbit ears. I don't think I'm going to get those to my room.
Okay, thank you.
He could be
a little gay
rabbit or something. So.
Well, okay. Thank you.
The hostess
sorry that
of
I
the party,
question.
Though, is a fine-looking young woman, and she's going as the character Poison Ivy from the Batman comics and
movies. Ooh, take pictures. I would love
and
to see that. Yes. Thank you.
Well,
take
she
pictures.
Just posted
plenty
one on Facebook.
Her.
I will share it. I'll share it on the TJRS page. She just posted
please
a picture.
Do.
If you give me a minute, I'll put it up there.
It's get the front and back. We'd like to see it all. Okay, thank you very much. Sorry about that. All right, look, it's Saturday. And, of course, you know on Saturdays we do 10 things not to do. And today we're talking about 10 things not to say in front of your woman. Now, if you've been listening to this show, they always clown at me because they say, where you get this stuff from? You must have got it from a white person's list. Well, today, that's not the case. So now since I got Ghetto Fabulous up in the house, I'm going to start off with her ass and she thinks she knows everything there is ghetto. All right, Miss Terry, 10 things a guy should not say in front of his woman.
Don't hurt. Oh, I can't say that because you'll bleep me out.
You damn skip it. I got my hands ready.
Say something about another woman as they're passing by, like, ooh, she look good, or, you know, complimenting another woman in front of your woman.
Okay, that's on a white list. I mean, I thought you was going to come hard.
That's a weak response right there.
That's weak. That's weak. That's a weak response. So you're saying talking about another woman as you with your girl. Come on. I thought you would do better than that. Matter of fact, we're going to give you a do-over. We're going to give you a mulligan because that was just a weak-ass response. Momo B, baby, I'm going to go with you, girl, because you really yellow fabulous. Come on, give me one off this list.
Repeat the question.
10 things not to say in front of your girl, black people style. This is on the black list.
Not to say. You might be dry down there. You might be dry tonight.
Oh, my Lord.
The black people list.
So
not the X-rated list, your crazy ass. Oh, my God. What kind of response was that? You kind of dry down there. Who the hell would say that for a white woman? Are you nuts? Oh. All right. Ernest, man, come on, bro. You got to save the crew, man, because the crew is falling fast. Come on, man. Talk to me.
What would you not say in front of, you know, when I thought about this earlier today, my first thought was what Miss Terry said. Don't compliment another woman, because a lot of women can't handle that or choose not to handle that.
You know what I'm going to do, since I feel like...
Yeah, but what he's saying is that this is a blacklist, so you already should know as a black man not to do that. That's a given. You can't do that.
Yeah. See, that's my point.
So it's something that's being not that. Everybody knows that.
You know, Marcus wouldn't do that. Marcus wouldn't do that.
Who the hell is Marcus?
Marcus from Why Did I Get Married and From Better for Worse.
I thought you were talking about Marcus from Boomerang.
Boomerang. I've never seen Boomerang, actually. I need to watch that. I have never seen Boomerang.
Wow. Kind of old now, Ernest. You watch it, you're going to lose some of it.
I just never watched for some reason.
Wow.
Let me put it on my Netflix list while we're talking. I'll put it in my queue.
Yeah, go ahead and steal it. All right, so I tell you what, since I'm feeling like Abe Lincoln tonight and y'all are really, really, really struggling, I'm going to give you that, but it's number 8 on the list, and it's called Compare Her to Another Woman. Can I just say that I'm being compared to...
So you going to tell me I was wrong? Oh, no, going off and it was on the list?
It ain't on the list. It's not on the list.
Oh.
Ghetto heaven.
What I'm saying is I gave you a thing on the list, and you were going to say, oh, that wasn't good enough, and it was on the list.
You just said it was number 8.
I'm done with you.
You ain't done with me.
I'm done with you.
You need a press examination.
That was a straight bougie move.
It was a punk. No,
on
what,
the
no,
list.
It wasn't.
I say it, and then you're going to say,
it's
oh,
not
wasn't
on
good
the list.
Enough for you.
It's not on the list.
You just said it was number 8 on the list to not come.
It is not on the
woman.
List, Ernest. I'm saying that I'm going to give you guys, since you're close, and it seems y'all not going to get this, I'm going to go ahead, since I'm feeling like Abe Lincoln tonight, I'm going to go ahead and give you number 8. Okay? Compare her to another woman.
That's what
all
I
right?
just said, except I said it in a different way. You know what?
That is not
it's
what you
right.
just... How the
we
hell... What are you talking... Are you smoking?
Keep.
Are you high? Are you drinking? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, I'm not high, drinking, or smoking yet, but...
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't do those things, but my damn oven is on. Can you smell my brownies? Uh-huh. Yeah, we know what you do.
Hey, by the way, that picture of my friend dressed as Poison Ivy is on the TJRS page.
I wonder how fine she is, because, we can't really tell. When you say fine, you know, is it fine like... We fine are fine like gay people fine are fine.
No, she is. She's. You know, listen, this is a girl that called me a couple of years ago and said, hey, what are you doing? Ha, ha, ha. And I said, nothing. Why? And she's like, well, have you heard of that adult bookstore down on Route 20? And I said, yeah.
Is she blind?
She said, oh. No, she was texting. She says, oh, LOL. And I'm like, Becca, do you want me to go with you? She's like, yes, I want to go shopping for dildos, and I don't want to go in there alone. So we have went shopping for dildos together. We have. We spent an hour and a half in there, so don't tell me about it, okay? We've talked about her G-spot and everything else in between.
Tell her she needs to call in to the TJR's radio network, baby. Come talk to us. What you got
and whoever Rita Smith is, listen, somebody just emailed me and said, hey, I'm waiting to see the costume, LOL, a.k.a. Cynthia from J. Ryle Show. Cynthia, you're going to have to wait a little while, girl.
Okay.
So somebody that's
listening to the show, you act like you're surprised that, okay,
Facebook.
People listen to the damn show, clown me, what do you think? If she got in contact with you, so...
I'm responding to her on the air, letting her know that I'll get to it eventually. But so you think Becca's cute then? I love Becca. She's the one.
I haven't seen Becca yet,
met.
But I'm gonna look at Becca because I can't trust you, man. Because you say she's cute. That may I may be looking at her saying, oh hell no, she's like a damn monster.
Well,
because
you're bougie, so I'm not taking your opinion.
Oh yo, wait, here we go. Y'all need to stop spreading those damn rumors. Because that's not
ain't
what
a rumor
I am.
If it's true, Big Daddy. You're bougie.
Let me tell you something, homeboy. Ain't nothing bougie
you're
about
bougie
Big Daddy.
Daddy.
Big Daddy is not bougie.
You are straight up bougie.
How can I be bougie with a nickname Big Daddy Yum Yums? I don't think so.
Because when
can't
you ain't
be
around
bougie.
Your bougie friends, you come back to the ghetto to take a visit every once in a while. That's why. But when you're around your friends, you don't say
ghetto.
Big Daddy Yum Yum.
I don't roll like that.
You don't walk
don't
into
like
your
that.
Work going, hey, Big Daddy Yum Yum's here. Let's get to work, y'all. You don't say that kind of stuff. You're bougie around them, but you're ghetto around us.
You
live
you know,
too
well, I don't even know how to respond to that. I'm going to let you have that. I'm going to let you have it. I want to say hello and toodaloo to my baby. Today is her, she's going to be at her homecoming dance. just want to let you know that Daddy is going to be staking it out, girl. So if you think you're going to try to give Daddy the pump fake, trust me. We got binoculars and camo already ready to go. It's folded up right here next to me.
Ooh.
It ain't going to happen.
Throwing up over here. Throwing up.
Mm-hmm. You need to throw up. If I see you in a damn cat burglar suit, I'm going to throw my ass up, too. All right, we're going
to
take
a
break.
You need to throw up before you sit down at the table. How about that, big man? You need to throw up before you sit down at the table.
Shut up, Tito Jackson. We'll be right back after this. Tyreek, we want to hear from you, man. How do you get your woman in the mood for love, man? How do you do it, Tyreek?
Okay, I don't have a woman, but I'm going to tell you guys.
Why'd you even ask that, man?
How
do you get yourself in the mood, Tyreek?
Science! Now, listen. I don't have to take this from a dude that lasts 2 minutes.
What?
Jay, I got a question for Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make sure. Hey, Dennis, check this, man. I got a question. I always wanted to know, when cats be singing to these ladies in the audience, man, and what happens when an ugly chick throw their panties on the stage? Do you actually react to that?
Do I actually what? What'd you say?
Do you throw the ugly panties back at her? What do you do?
You stupid. Oh, my God.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do for you. Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do. Thing in this world I wouldn't do. Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do. Nothing in this world that I would. This is an open letter to my other feet. Call up J-Rock, the reason for my ambition, so you can whip a Maybach. Yeah. Grinding on my hustle, I want you to have the whole world.
Everything.
Even if it means I got to put up with your old girl. 5 pounds, 10 ounces, tiny made a big splash. I even used to keep your first Jordans on my whip dash.
Yeah.
I used to dress you like we were some twins. Blue jeans, white tees, socks, hat, and some Tim's. You always look like me, you act like me.
Uh-huh.
It was a struggle growing up, don't do that like me. I know I taught you how to throw hands, so never forget it. Your only bond is your word, son, hope that you get it. You keep family over everything, friends is nice, but be sure to find a woman with some brains and a nice butt.
Yeah.
Be all that you can be, reach for the stars. What I'm trying to say is you my heart, son, in 16 bars.
Nothing in this world.
Nothing.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do
for you.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do.
There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do
for you.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do.
Whether you Nelson, Newman, Peterson, or Aiken, time spent away from your heart steady breaking. Even if unfamiliar, you still familiar. So if you my kinfolk, I'm still feeling ya. My granddaddy Joe taught me choose right from wrong. He taught me when I was down, it's like not for long. Pick yourself up, you could dust your shoulders off. And now I'm selling out shows, you brush my shoulders off. LB was the block, it's like your village, boy. But beware when you hustle, they some killers, boy. Better back if you wanna act whack. Uncle Herschel taught me how to scrap, you get smacked back. Sacktown represent, I got the lifetime. Wanna be a millionaire, shout out like a lifeline. This is an open letter to my fam. So what I'm trying to say is you're my heart no matter where I am.
Nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do
for you.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do. Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do
for you.
Nothing in this world that I wouldn't do. Yeah. Yeah. Had to give a shout out to my fans.
What up, though?
To my son. Y'all already know what it is. Yeah. It's your boy Chill. Black Holla. Yeah.
why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final cut of the J. Ryle Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
No, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Ryle Show, sugar. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio with its best friends and family of the show. Also, all times are central. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., right here on the TGRS Radio Network, it's the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. I tell you what, we have a great show online and on tap for you. You need to check it out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and my main man, Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net, our political strategist. It's the serious side, intelligent conversation by ordinary people, the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. Wednesday nights is Who's Who's Wednesday, the Listening Lounge, and it's the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition, 7:30 p.m. right here on the network. Me, Momo, BZ, and the Heezy, Mr. Elias, and Dr. Princess Aldea. It should be a fun-filled show, your midweek picker-upper. That's right. Come on in and get your laugh on, 7:30 p.m. every Wednesday right here. And, of course, Friday nights is Ladies First Radio, 7 o'clock p.m., Matu Adamas, Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration, and Rich Sister is there. I think she's a permanent part of that thing now. Check the ladies out. Great conversation. The hour goes by fast, but I'm telling you, it's lovely. Go check them out every Friday right here on the network. And, of course, Saturday, we're back here for the Saturday edition of The Groove. Me, Mr. Elias, Momo BZ in the Heezy, Big E's in the house. And, of course, on Wednesdays and Saturdays, Miss Terry and sometimes Rich Sister is in the house. Okay, Ernest, man, tell us, brother, how can we get in contact with you and listen to what's going on the ERN Radio Network?
You can find out everything you need to know by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We're on five nights a week, and we still put up a podcast in between that. Now, Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it's Political Gravity with your host, Jane Hoffman. Jane covers the worlds of religion and politics and how they can work together. Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it's Music Monday. We celebrate independent music one CD, one artist at a time. Tuesday, Jane Hoffman is back with our new show, Beaten Path. A lot of people have changed history throughout the world simply because they believed in something. How can you learn from that and do the same thing today? If you're a gamer, a nerd, a geek, love technology, love gadgets, love films, love anything else in that world, The Geek Show is what you want to listen to. Chris DiOrio and his co-host Davey run down the best, the latest, and the greatest in gadgets, technology, films, and a whole lot more. Thursdays, it's the Ernest Experience Radio Show, hosted by yours truly at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. It's commentary, it's opinion, it's anything I have on my mind. It's 2 good hours of radio. On Saturday, I am joined by the best people in radio for Saturday edition. It is the funniest show you will hear on radio all week long, I guarantee it. Now, you can find out about all of this and a whole lot more by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and we'll see you there. Back to you.
Appreciate that. Now it's time to promote friends and family of the show. Now, every Wednesday, and I want to say it's 10 o'clock p.m., and I want to say that's Central Time, but you can, if you're listening on BTR Radio, just go in the top right-hand corner, type this in, Nerdy Black Chicks Radio. Go check them out. It's 30 minutes of informative radio. You hear our own very own Jerome Esprit there on Wednesdays as well, breaking down the knowledge. So go get the girls. Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 on the J. King Network. It's Kings in the Morning. J. King, a.k.a. Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker, David Robert Redwine, and the Custom Preacher Lenny Lynn. Those boys are funny. Check them out between from Monday to Friday on the J. King Network. And, of course, we're there every Wednesday as well. Same time, same bat channel. And, of course, our dear friend GOG in the place to be. Got to listen to that guy. Go check him out. Type his hand, his name in the top right-hand corner, GOG. That's right. It's spelled the way it's pronounced. And you can find his show times, his show dates, and follow him there. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Let's reset the table for you. Tonight, the KOD, the question of the day, we're asking you, if you had to live without one thing, and it's on our show page, which one thing would you say no-no to? And everybody basically is saying the television. They can do without the television. Me? Hell no. I'm a big sports guy. I got to have the television. Plus, we got into 10 things not to do in front of your woman. And so far, our merry band of misfits, no one has gotten it right. I gave them number 8 because I felt sorry for them. But I can't believe none of y'all, this is a black list, and none of yous got it. None of yous. So we're going to continue to march. Don't forget now, coming up at the top of the hour, all right, it's Jay's Bump You Song. Plus, we're going to talk about something that a friend said to me. And here's what she said. Here's the tease. What she said to me was she started dating this guy, right? And after they got intimate and did all these different things, the guy told her that he used to sleep with dudes. All of a sudden, she is having a problem being intimate with this guy. So we're going to talk about that coming up at the top of the hour. All right, so
tell her to strap one on. I'm just saying.
You want to turn them back out, turn them into a
trick?
I mean,
win in Rome, do what the Romans do, sister. Just strap one on and go for it, man.
No, God. So we're going to talk about that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to text her here in a few minutes. I want her to hear the commentary that we're going to go back and forth. I told her that we would talk about it, but she mentioned this to me last week, I think it was. And so I just completely forgot. And, of course, if you're on Tag every Friday from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time, I am on Central Time, not Standard. I am on Tag. So you can talk to Jay. I'm calling it Spending Fridays with Jay. Yeah. We can talk about whatever you like.
Hey, you know, one radio show we forgot to mention was Thoughts for Vision with our friend Rich Sista. You can tune in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show every Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4:30 Eastern. And you can also hear her the second and third Sunday on Caliwood show at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, 4:30 Eastern. We don't want to forget Rich Sista.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't do that. You know, another show that I checked out, I happened to be sitting here. I was working on some stuff, and I always see this guy out here if you're on BTR. If, you know, I'm talking to the people who listen on BTR. I always see this guy out here. And, you know, every time I go and check the top 10 shows or the top 15 shows, you know, he's always about 4 or 5 notches on top of us, you know. So I always see this guy.
Who is it?
This guy's name is D-Don. D-Dan? D-Dan Tolbert? I actually listened in to his recorded show. What was wrong?
Uh-oh.
No, nothing. I listened to him. I used to listen to him a lot. Well, not a lot. But I gave him a chance, a couple of chances. But it seemed to me, from my perspective, that he's always putting down women. Like, he's always saying something wrong with us and we crazy.
Oh, really?
Like,
well,
that's what he does. And that's why I stopped listening to him. I don't listen to him at all.
Yeah, and everything is biblically, you know, like, he goes completely against gays. He'd be going in.
Oh, let me find
this brother's
show.
Yeah,
oh, so you said, okay, well, you said biblical. I knew they lost you because you know damn well you ain't anything dealing with Jesus.
Well,
you ain't going to be around it, so.
I mean, it's biblical, like, you know, just, yeah, I don't. You're right, exactly. And I don't like people throwing scriptures at me, so, yeah, that turns me completely off anyway.
I know that's right, because if you want church, you can just go out in your backyard and hug a tree.
If
you'd have been to church.
I'll go to church and read my Bible. That's what I'll do.
No, you told us that your church is in your backyard. You like to be outside next to the tree.
I love nature. I love talking to God myself in me. That's where I love.
Because he answered back. That's what I want to know. Has
he
responded back?
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, answers back. It's Miss Terry, for heaven's sakes. Of course he's going to answer.
He has a big
male following, and it's like barbershop talk. And they always talking about women. Like, I'm like, dang. Mm-hmm. And then he knows the problem with women is. I know that problem. Like, he always knows our problem.
Is that right? Okay.
Any show is like, nah, I can't do it.
I only listen to a little bit of it, and I listened to it, and he was talking about bitches versus, he said, no,
mm-hmm.
bad bitches versus good
exactly.
black women or something. So anyway,
He's a counselor, and he counsels women to find the right man.
Okay.
And to get
married.
Well,
that's enough about him.
Like,
but anyway, I tuned in, so I'm not promoting. I just
sounds
tuned
like
in. I just thought it was
something. Or something.
Oh, no, don't bring that guy up. Speaking of me, I've been waiting to call in. The Solution, baby. He's probably worse than The Solution. You listen to these ladies. All right, so anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're talking about 10 things not to say in front of your woman. Okay, come on, guys. You got to do better than this. We're usually better at this than what you guys are doing. And you guys are always crying about a blacklist. This came from GhettoFabulous.com. Ghetto
there's different kind of black people, Jay.
Oh, there you go. You trying to justify. Just give me a damn thing off the list.
I don't know.
Come on, Miss Jenny. Come on. Don't let me
just because I'm. Let me see. Not to say in front of you. Okay, blacklist. Because I'm gonna just see what I've heard brothers say. I'll put it down.
I'm gonna go down to the corner and I'm gonna
nothing,
get me some
that's
crap.
That's probably something you've never heard. Jay.
But this is what. Okay, see, once again, you try to crack your joke and you were stuttering, so you kind of missed the punchline. That's something that you heard, Jay. Oh, you're trying to say I'm not black. Okay, yeah. See, you got it's got to be a smooth delivery.
So
anyway, listen. Just think about things that you wouldn't want a man to say in front of you. I mean, you are African American, aren't you? Hello.
My balls itch.
Ernest cheated.
No, I promise. I'm actually
yes,
in
did.
My
yes,
closet
yes,
pulling out
yes,
clothes.
Did.
No, I am. I'm not
that's
at my
nasty.
Computer. I am in my closet pulling out a pair of jeans and a shirt for tonight.
You've always been in your
socks.
Closet. We've been trying to get you to come out the closet, you bastard.
No, listen, brother. I've been out of the closet for years. You don't know who you're talking to, son. You better sit
wait
down.
Wait a damn way. I knew Ernest, my balls. But that's actually
no,
on the list.
I swear to God, I have not. When
don't
you
do that because I don't want to like it.
I was putting things on my bed for tonight. So I've not looked at anything. I
what
swear
are you
to
putting
God.
On your bed? I hope you put on some damn
I'm
big ass.
I'm laying out my clothes. I'm
okay.
laying out my right. clothes, jackass. What are you doing?
So that was on the list.
Get all up in my business.
It is on the list. Number five. Scratching
what
you
is that? Okay, well, then so I got says, one. How is that so unusual that I would get one on the list?
It says scratching your balls are sitting in front of a TV with your hand down your pants.
Oh, this must be, this is country black folks. Okay.
Well, you
country.
Come on. Come on, Bama.
That's
you should get them all then. Your
let me see. I wish I would have met your friend first. That's good.
That's good.
See, that's ghetto. See, the difference between ghetto and country. That's ghetto.
Because I've heard brothers say that. Ooh, I wish I could have met your friend before I met you. I heard brothers say that. I have.
You know what? I think what I'm going to do.
Add to the
I
list.
You know what?
Yeah,
you know
list.
See, that's number eight. That falls into comparing her to another woman, right? I mean, don't that feel the same way? Isn't that the same thing?
No. I don't think it is.
Okay.
Because he's not comparing it to her. He's just saying, I wish I'd found somebody else first. Yeah, that's not the same thing. Not to me.
Well, okay, the number one thing on the list is commenting on our friends, sisters, cousins, or coworkers' looks. So now, I don't know if that falls into the same category. But it says
that
some of these
could.
Examples.
That I
could.
Like that one. I think that really does, and I like that.
Yeah,
it says,
yeah.
It says on this list now, it says that, for example, you can say something like, yeah, your sister's boobs are bigger than yours,
mm-hmm.
but all I need is a handful.
Yeah, that's a ghetto. Ghetto. Straight ghetto. Yeah, it's straight ghetto. I have two things on my list. Number one, this
is actually
number three. What's
up, buddy?
About the handful?
No, I'm just saying that it was on the cool. You're trying to say, yeah, I really want them big ones. But, hey, girl, I'm satisfied with your little things you got on your chest. I can roll with these, but I really would like to be banging on your sisters. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of fly. You said it, though. I mean, that's kind of fly. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well,
that's number one on the list.
Is, okay, can I say
what?
Before you run down the whole list?
No, I'm not going to run down. What? What you got?
One, which is basically the same thing, don't ask too many questions about my girlfriend. Don't do it. Don't come ask me no questions about her. And another thing I don't like is, I hate for men to do this. When you're on the phone with whoever, I'm on the phone with Miss Terry, and he's in the back, tell her I said hi.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
Who
are you?
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Men don't say that. They
that's
don't.
Why you two
have a
okay, so what are you implying, Momo B?
That That's
what do you
female.
Imply if he says that?
That's real female. That's real female.
Yes, I can't say that. That's real female. That's crazy.
That is.
No, it's not crazy.
You don't need
well,
to be
you have riled
who
up the hen house
to.
Tonight, Jay.
I know.
I can't stand nobody that's in the back. I told myself, hey, tell her I said
oh
hi.
God.
What's wrong with that, especially if he knows her?
No.
That's like a gossiping man. Like, who?
No.
Tell him I said hi and all that kind of
stuff.
That's
why y'all damn self
usually,
right there.
No, usually a man, like, if I'm on the phone with this carrier and she's like, oh, is that such a person? Like, he's in trouble, whatever. And she said, oh, tell him I said hi. I said, oh, Jay said hello. He said, oh, tell him I said hi. That's it. But if you say it first,
oh, but
as
she
a man,
can
you
say
on the phone, yes, because she's my girlfriend, so she can say it.
Oh,
but if he's
double
a man sitting in my room looking at TV and he know I'm on the phone with you and he just jumped into my whole conversation just to say, tell him I said hi, oh, she's like, what the hell? Why do you want to say hi to her? You
want to
talk to her? Should I give you the phone?
See, you're right. That's ghetto. Because how would you draw that conclusion from that? And the
because
guy can
men don't
just
do that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Men
yeah,
don't do that.
What are you talking about?
They just
oh,
don't.
My God. Wow.
They don't. The only men that
I think
that
Momo B's answer is a little
men.
Bit ghetto because she's reading into
men.
Stuff that may not be there.
Well, then
yeah.
It should be on the list, then. It should be on the list, and my answer is
get on.
We only
well, hell, the damn list. I should have buzzed your ass a long time, but we could have stopped this. Hell no, it ain't on the damn list.
Well, let me tell you something, because you said you don't know. If you ever have a girlfriend in your life, don't tell her.
Let me tell you something, baby.
I'm
like them dudes from overseas, baby, the Arab dudes. I got about 10 of them. You better act like you know.
Whatever. Those are the men that
don't get mad,
Twan. And I
y'all just don't understand.
Those men.
Well, y'all just don't, y'all
just
understand.
Don't understand.
Y'all don't. That's all right, though. Y'all got all y'all jokes. Y'all will see me like, damn, that's a sexy thing right there. I'm going to take back everything I said about him. He's smooth.
Yeah, okay.
He's smooth
okay.
Like peanut butter.
What about shaving? Now, I said itching your balls. What about shaving your balls?
Wait a minute.
Nasty. Nah, straight
okay,
nasty.
Brothers don't do that, man. I don't know one brother that did that.
And I didn't
not
ask
one.
You who you knew that did that. I'm asking you.
Okay,
on
but
the
but
list.
Ernest, but you but we're saying this is from a blacklist.
But
these are things that you cannot say or do in front of your woman. And you're
yeah,
telling
you,
me,
usually,
brothers,
usually a brother, a brother's not gonna let a razor down there. I didn't hear the G part.
Only white dudes do that.
Yeah,
am
brothers
I
don't
down
allow.
There?
Okay, then let's go.
No.
I can't believe no one's done the obvious. What about watching porn? That's got to be on the list.
That's on the list. That is actually on
is
the
really?
List.
Well, good. It should be.
Yeah, well, it is on the list. And what they're saying is, it's not. It's like it's saying, do not bring. It says, do not bring a sex movie over. And this is the thing that was so trippy about this damn answer. It says, look, whipping out a new sex movie. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. It's not on the list, Ernest. The number nine thing on this list is whipping out a new sex move without properly preparing us first.
Exactly.
Boy, you really did read that one wrong, didn't you?
Ah, damn.
That better be, because you will get cussed out on that one. Yeah. What's this? Where'd you get this from? You ain't been doing this? Yeah.
It says whipping out a new sex move without properly preparing us. This is a female who actually put this list together. Says sex
yeah,
is amazing,
true.
Sex feels incredible, but sometimes sex can be dangerous. Case in point, you're watching porn or looking up some type of move, listening to your friend tell you about his latest sexapades and say to yourself, damn, my girl haven't tried that. We need to try that. Cut to that evening when you both are in bed, kissing, touching, and anticipating doing sex, you decide to try your new move. She's not ready, so you turn her over upside down, horizontal, flip her upside down, kick in her face, whatever. She ends up getting needless stuff. New sex moves are always fun to try, and most women are up to do them, but seriously, dude, don't try to be Tarzan on your own. Remember, he had a Jane. Communicate, plan, draw a diagram, huh? Make a PowerPoint presentation if need be. Just prep us first. That's what the sister said.
Listen, I got a bullwhip on my headboard. People know what to expect when they get in my bed. I will whoop you. I do. I got a bullwhip on my
bed. What the hell is wrong with you?
You know, when you ride a horse and you got one of them little things.
Everybody knows what a bullwhip is. What kind of... Oh,
well, some may not. Some may not, so... It's a community radio.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah,
I do. It's right on my head. I'm looking at it right now, thinking about Momo.
Yeah. I wonder how many splinters. I wonder how many of your ass splinters is on there. Somebody done whooped your ass.
Wait,
with.
Didn't I take a picture of that and put it on?
No, that's okay. We don't want to see it.
Okay. First of all, shut up. Second of all, I'm asking Momo. Didn't I take a picture of that and put it on her Facebook wall? I think I did.
Somebody shut up. I would throw your ass out of here. What's wrong with you?
Didn't I take a picture of the whip that I have next to my bed and put it on your Facebook wall?
Oh, no. I never saw it.
Oh, I did about a month ago. You should go look.
Go to show you that she ignored
messages. I got game. I got toys.
All right. Look, it's 8 before the top of the hour. Don't forget now, check the Serious Side out tomorrow morning. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about some things. We're going to talk about Kwame Kilpatrick, the rise and fall of that clown. I tell you, it's going to be a great show. So if you're on your way to church, if you don't have anything else to do, you can always check it out in the archives. It's going to be a great show. Come on in. Hang out with us tomorrow morning. And don't forget that we do our football picks every Sunday, too. So come on, check that out. It's going to be a fun show. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Don't forget now, coming up in about 5 minutes, top of the hour, we're going to talk about something that a young lady asked. She really didn't ask me. She said this to me, and I thought it was peculiar. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, why would she feel this way about that? So we're going to talk about it. And what she said was, one more time, was she started dating this guy. They started getting into each other. And she realized.
He got in her.
Well, the guy told her after they had been intimate a few times that, you know, he used to sleep with dudes. And she all of a sudden finds it hard for her to put her mouth on this dude. And I'm going to tell you some of the reasons why. She gave me really explicit reasons. I'm going to try to clean them up for the show. But we're going to talk about that coming at the top of the hour.
Is he gay or bisexual?
Was.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
I guess he was.
Are you or aren't? Is he bisexual possibly?
Well, Ernest, you know, listen, I'm not going to get into the debate. Look here, man, that's you. I'm not going to get into all
no,
that.
No, it's not
I'm
a debate. I'm just asking,
me.
Is he, because he didn't used to be gay. You're gay or you're not. You're black
or
you're
well,
not.
Okay, whatever.
Maybe all he's right. bisexual and now he's on the female side of it. So I'm just wondering if she told you that detail, that's all.
No, yeah, no, she didn't. We didn't get into all that. I didn't want
to. Okay, well, see how
that.
Easy that was? It ain't got to be a big thing. It's just a simple question, man.
Hey, Chris. Listen, Chris, she asked me who made that song during the last break. You know what? It was a guy that we had on as a guest a few years ago. I do not know his name, sweetie. I promise you I will look it up, and I will send you a message and tell you who it was. Okay. All right. Oh, she says the one thing that she can deal without is sex. She's had enough of it. She's done with it. She can do without it. Chris, you too fine, baby.
Well, you ain't doing it right, girl.
You too fine, girl, to be giving that up, because I tell you what, you look too good. Maybe you should reconsider doing that anyway. All right, look, we love you guys. We love everybody. Well, she's too fine. She's too fine to be doing that. All right, look, we're going to say goodbye to Ernest. Ernest, man, listen, have fun as being the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. We love to see the pictures when it's all said and done.
You know, I do have a big orange hoodie. I could put that on and just tell everybody I'm the Great Pumpkin.
Hold up now. This is a regular party. It's not like a gay party, huh?
Did you go look at the girl's picture? Why don't you go look at that girl's picture, by the way, before we go?
Okay, well, let me do that.
Because I put her picture on the TGR's radio. No, Becca and Donnie are a young couple. They're about 23 or 24, and we met them through somebody else. They're such a great little couple. They're fun. They live just right down the road from us here. I missed their Halloween party last year. This is the second year they've had a Halloween party since they got their own place. And so we're going to jet down there here in about 15, 20 minutes.
It says attachment unavailable. This attachment may have been removed, or the person who shared it may not have permission to share it with you. So no, Ernest, it's not out there.
Maybe it's her privacy settings then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is unfortunate.
Work a way around that. I would love to be able to
give my
expertise.
I'll just download it and repost it fresh. How about that?
Well, you know, the easiest way to do it is just do a print screen and then go to Paint or something.
So I can just I can just drag the file to my desktop and then upload it right back to the TGR.
I'm not
going to
get it to Tomato. Just get the damn thing posted so I can check it out. That's all I want to know.
Listen
okay,
here.
Thanks.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. All right, look, Ernest, have fun tonight. Be safe. Don't drink and drive.
I
don't do a Momo B.
And, Say it again.
That's right. That's what we're going to call it from now on. Don't do a Momo B. Don't drink and drive.
What's that?
All right? Don't do a Momo B.
Listen, I have never even come close to having a DUI in my life, and I ain't about to start at 45 years old, so I'm cool.
It ain't worth it. All right, have fun. We'll see you next Saturday. All right, folks, we're going to set by take a break. 347-850-1272. We'll be right back with that topic next.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. We'll be right back.
her. Take it from the top.
1, 2. I ain't scared of you, mother. I'm going to tell you something, sir, the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRF Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday, folks. Welcome in, top of the hour, J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. You're just hours away from the party tonight. But we're making you laugh as we send you out your way. Remember, be safe, don't drink and drive, and do the responsible thing while you're out there. Hanging out with the ladies of the TGRS Radio Network, my girl Momo BZ is in the heezy. Hey, girl.
But she's in my nizzy.
Ghetto heaven, ghetto heaven, in the ghetto heaven, Miss Terry, hi.
Hey.
All right, folks, 347-850-1272, you can call us. Kill D, the question of the day we're talking about, the one thing that you could live without. You had to give up one of these six or seven items. So far, TV is what everyone's talking about. I'm not sure why everyone's talking about a TV. Momo B, I just can't believe you would say TV. I'm shocked.
I don't know why, and I thank you for bringing that back up, because I wanted to ask you, what would be the thing that you would give up?
That's a damn good question. I don't know. I wasn't prepared for that. Well, let me think about it for a second here.
It would have to be TV. When you think about it, what else could you possibly give up?
You're
not going to give up the computer because that's what you do. That's it. You're not going to give up the cell phone because ain't nobody in right mind.
No, hold on. You know what? Yes, it could be the computer. It could be the computer. It could be the computer because I have a tablet.
That's a computer.
Don't play.
Don't use the name. Don't do that.
Why are you talking to you? Why are you always jumping in the middle of something? You're always bringing trouble. That's a computer.
It's just the truth.
It's not a computer.
Computer, tablet, that's all you can get on the internet. That's the whole
thing. Okay, but the internet is one of the things, Momo B. Hello?
Well, no. Computer and tablet, same thing. You can't just do one and not the other.
Oh, well, thank you for just making the damn rules as we go.
Right, so pick another one.
I can use a laptop. Laptop, computer, same damn thing.
Laptop is a computer.
That tablet is too.
You know what? Okay.
You think we crazy?
Yeah, you think
we crazy. Here you come again. All you do is start trouble. Do you have your fist bottle right
now?
That's all you do.
Start trouble. Yeah, that's what I do. That's my middle name. So maybe you don't have to give up sex because you just have to give it up anyway because ain't nobody trying to give you none.
You know what? Yeah, ain't nobody but you. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Let's get out to California. Hey, California, welcome to the J. Ryle Show. Who this?
This is Rick's sister. I'm calling from my cell phone.
Oh, Dad, you got...
Hello?
Hey, Rick's sister! Hey! We can hear you. You're responding back, like, immediately. Hey, girl!
How y'all doing?
How are we doing all right, old Cali Wood Award winner? What say you, sweet thing?
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, I can't live without celebrating the third anniversary of Thoughts for Vision. Woo!
Oh,
this weekend.
Look at
this weekend.
Oh, yeah, the third anniversary. Is that today? Is that tonight?
Officially tomorrow. But I've been celebrating since Friday. I put up my anniversary video on Facebook.
Hey!
I did my anniversary countdown show yesterday. Just came back from a great event here in L.A. called the Taste of Soul. Going to put up the pictures when I get home. And then to culminate, tomorrow is the anniversary show, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Go to Thoughts for Vision, www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision, and live stream, www.livestream.com/thoughtsforvision. And I would definitely love at least one representative of the TJRS Radio Network to call.
We're coming. All right, baby.
Well, I'd appreciate it.
That's 1 o'clock. That's 12 o'clock your time.
No. That's my time. No. 3:30. So that's 6:30 your time, Momo.
Okay, thank you.
That's
6:30
p.m.
No, it's not 6:30 your time. What kind of math are you doing, rich sister?
No. I'm 3:30. It starts at 3:30 my time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
3:30 Pacific.
Oh, okay.
So that's 6:30 for Eastern. And then, what, 5:30 Central, 4:30 Mountain, whatever.
All right. Oh, this is a
wicked
day.
Have you been drinking?
Are
you going to sip some? Are you going to sip a little wine to celebrate, or are you going to stick to your damn grape juice?
Hey, it's Sunday. Grape juice all the way.
Oh, damn. Hey, look, if you go, let me tell you something. At a Lutheran church, girl, we get real wine. We don't get that fake stuff. We get real wine.
They ain't how it is in Church of God in Christ. Straight.
Wow. All right. Well, good for you. I'm glad to hear that. The third anniversary, Thoughts of Vision. You know, I was going to crack a joke earlier about you, but I completely forgot about it. But I'm not even going to bring it up, baby. We're just going to tune in. We're going to tune in tomorrow.
And I'm
check
just
you out.
Go because I'm on sister on a prepaid minute, so I'm gonna be out.
Oh, yeah, don't get out of there. We don't want you to get your stuff cut off. You know, all right, bye.
Y'all take care. Have a good night.
All right,
bye,
too. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Love you. Be safe. She says she on a prepaid minute. You know, you'll put your stuff out there. Just say you gotta go. Just say, hey, I gotta go out. You know, I'm in the middle of something. Well, I'm on one of these. I'm on one of these Walmart phones, and my minutes about to run out.
Everybody ain't bougie like you.
Hey, that's too much community.
Exactly.
Oh, then here you come. I mean, nobody asked you that. Once again, you a troublemaker. That's all you are.
I'm not no troublemaker. It's just the truth. You're bougie. You're real bougie.
You know, Rich Sister kind of came in and took
off. Bougie ain't got no business being bougie. How about that?
You know what? You two have us and go to hell.
Let's get to this conversation about this.
We can't get to nothing. She came and talked about that, whatever she was doing. We don't have time. We got to go. Last call coming up. Jesus Christ.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Get into you. Don't try to
time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some bullshit.
All right, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up. I know that's not a Bump You song. I just wanted to hear some Michael Jackson tonight. That's all that was. I miss Mike. All right, so let's see how much of this we can knock out. Here's the deal. What my friend said was she had a problem going down this guy and doing things with this guy, Miss Terry, because of all the places where his dick don't sound with his beard.
He was pissing the butthole.
Yeah. So she said
and
she had a problem with
problem.
That.
Yeah, I have a problem with it, too.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what's all the residues that done froze up that hole of yours.
Right.
No, thank you.
That's nasty.
I can't.
Oh, hold on. But here's what I said to her, and I'll say it to you guys, and you tell me what you think. I said to her, well, wait a minute. What if he had, you know, that type of sex with a female? Why would that be any different? And, you know, she didn't have a response for that. What's the difference?
It's a difference. It's just
what's
a difference. It's just the scene. It's just the looking at it. Just imagining
no,
it. It's just nasty, and that's just it. And I don't care.
Wait.
I should probably be mad, but it's just no. Sorry.
I'm gonna tell you
a
this.
A doobie shoot.
Yeah, you cannot. I mean, I don't know. Calm down. The fish taco juice ain't gonna kill you, but you can get bacteria from some dookie.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm saying, what if we did the same thing with a female? Females do that type of stuff.
But the thing about it is, I think that's really holding her back. It's a lie.
1 minute left.
It's a lie. You done lied to me. You should have told me in the first place that you used to have sex with men.
Oh, see, you got attitude. See, it ain't even about that. So you think it's an attitude.
Yes, it is about that.
So you think that's what it is then, basically?
I think it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? That's like, wow. Like, really?
That's
so you didn't think I needed to know? Hello?
What difference does it make?
What do you mean what difference does it make?
Yeah, oh, boy. Okay. I'm done with it.
You will be happy with the one, well, you know, I used to be with women. Oh, hey, well, let's cold call him. That's a man.
Hey. Two snaps up.
But that's different with us. It's like
you
what?
Got
them
phone
like,
numbers? And he calls me a friend.
Yeah, he goes, look, Miss Terry, he goes, Jay, tell her I said hi. Tell her I said hi.
Yeah, in the background, yeah.
Oh, man, last call coming up next. You two, that was crazy. Leave the man alone. He wanted to do that thing, he wanted to do that thing.
3, 2, 1.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to West Palm Beach, Florida. We are looking for a young man by the name of Chase Simo. Chase is 15 years old. He went missing from the West Palm Beach area on September 7, 2013. He may be in the company of a female adult. Chase has tattoos. He has one on the left side of his neck that says GG. And he also has tattoos across his knuckles, both right and left. On his left side, it says Neva. That's N-E-V-A. And on the left side of his knuckles, he has the word fold. So, Neva Fold. He's an African-American. He's 5'8". He's 140 pounds. He has brown eyes, black hair. He also has a scar on his left arm from his elbow to his shoulder. If you have any information on the whereabouts of this young man, you are asked to call the Palm Beach SO. Not sure what SO stands for, but the number is 651-688-3000. Once again, the number is 651-688-3000. Or contact the Poly Class Foundation at 800-587-4357. Once again, that number is 800-587-4357. We pray for this young man, and we hope that he's returned safely.
And we pray for his family as they go through such a very, very tragic ordeal. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is gain contact with the show. You can pick up the phone right now at 347-850-1272 if you're listening to the show live and leave the information there. Or if you are listening to the show on Rewind, no worries. Just send us an email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page on the TGRS Radio Network. Leave the information posted on the page. Or you can send me a direct message on Facebook as well at JRile. Pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm JRile. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station
for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com.
To obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Was the next face you see?
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You know what time it is.
If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Folks, I'm glad you guys were along for the ride, everyone that hung out with us tonight. And once again, we're so happy and appreciative of the fact that you guys spent a little time with the J-Round Show. I want to say what's up to Baby Doll, Miss Holland. Hey, yippee, hippie, yippee. That's a crazy name. Nay, Nay, what's up? Lisa C, what's happening? Tiff, what's going on, girl? Oh, Gladys is in the house. And Lauren, what's up, y'all? All right, look, it is time for our final thoughts. And Miss Terry, you first, Karen.
Well, it was a wonderful show, and my final thought is just to keep the missing kids in your prayers every day. A lot of them are coming home, but there's a lot more that are becoming missing each day. So just keep it in your prayers. That's it.
Wow. Very good. Very good. And kudos. I mean, and I just want to thank her publicly because a lot of the children, almost all the children that are featured in Have You Seen Me are a direct result of Miss Terry and her group. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No,
all right, Momo Beezy in the Heezy. Final thoughts.
Okay, I just wanted to add on to that. When the number that you gave about the little boy missing in West Palm Beach, that's the Palm Beach SO stands for Sheriff's Office. So the Palm Beach Sheriff's
okay.
Office, that was the number you gave out there. And, yes, we got to keep our children safe. We got to look out for them. And it is a big thing in this community, not only my community, but a whole bunch of other communities out there. And they're precious. They're our babies. So we got to keep an eye on them, make sure we get them back where they belong.
All right. Well, my final thoughts are going to be to my girl. I'm not going to say her name because, I always tell people if I'm going to say their name, and I don't remember if I told her that or not. All I'm going to say to you girls, look here. Give a brother a chance. You said a brother's a nice guy. You know, maybe he made a left turn when he should have made a right turn. Give him a chance. You know what I'm saying? To me, him sticking his ding-dong sandwich in a female boo-boo is no different than sticking a dude boo-boo. It's still boo-boo.
He's going to go back.
don't listen to her. Do not listen to that one.
Yes, he's going to go back. Cut your losses. Move on. Especially if she stopped doing that. She having trouble doing that. She ain't doing it no more.
Yeah.
He going back.
Don't do it to yourself.
If he can tell you the truth. Yeah, if he could have
wasn't about telling
truth,
the truth. It wasn't about telling her the truth.
Too much
it
stress,
was a fact that,
stress.
Hey,
what are you trying to say?
It didn't come up.
So, no. So you're trying to tell me that a man that it was, I guess, bisexual, and then he decides to get with a woman, it's not none of her business that he's with men?
Okay, but is that a prerequisite? Is that a prerequisite for you to say, okay, before we... How?
In my book, yes. And
yes, it is.
Yes. Yes.
Just like
you need to at least tell me.
If you were a woman and she used to be a man, wouldn't you want to know that Jay
exactly.
Brown picked at it, but yum yum better?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. What'd you say?
If you were dating a woman who used to be a man, who used to be a man.
Oh, hell no. See, that's completely different. Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah.
That is completely,
yeah.
That's completely, you're talking
that
about
you
a whole
together,
change of plumbing.
Big Daddy Yum Yum.
Nah,
it
hell no.
Nah.
That's completely different. Y'all mixing
apples
and oranges.
No, it's not.
That
ain't different.
Then we not mixing apples and oranges.
It is different.
That's something you should have known before. Just like if you was dating a man before me, I should know that. Come on now.
That's the case here, Momo B. If you follow that logic.
Playing around.
Okay, so then, okay, y'all were the main ones that were talking that crap about, hey, it ain't none of their business how many people I've been with before they got with them. So what's in the difference?
No. First of all, I don't have any problems telling nobody how many people I've been with because I'm okay with my number.
Ooh,
that's
Lord.
Number one. Number
just tell
two,
to pull that calculator out.
Number two, as long as I'm having sex with my man, that's okay. But when you start stepping outside the whole realm of my comfortability and you want to tell me that you've been sleeping with men and you don't think I should know, then we got issues. We got issues, and we're going to have bigger issues when I find out. Because I'm not sticking around for real. I don't play those games. No, I don't. I like to play a lot of games, but not that one. No, sirree. No way.
I'm going to tell you right now. I think y'all are hypocrites. That's what
we
I think.
We ain't no hypocrites. Get out of here, Jay.
Hypocrites.
You know,
yeah, whatever, Jay.
You know,
whatever.
You know, if your daughter came to you and said she's dating Brian and he used to sleep with Bob, you would have a faint. You would faint, and then you'd wake up and faint again. Don't even try it.
Yeah. I know.
Why
you
trying to be
you?
Why
you
just do that?
You're trying to be real.
That's how you really take a stand.
Well, no,
why
you
playing around?
Why
you playing around?
My kids
you know
in
how
it, though,
you
I,
feel. Because you feel a certain way that I'm a hypocrite. Or I don't know.
You are a hypocrite.
No, I should just let it go. But you would have let your daughter let it go. She said, no, God, it's okay now. He's with me. It's okay now. What? No, it's not okay. That's not. And especially if he didn't tell her.
Exactly.
What?
What if this lady was your daughter? What if this lady was your daughter? How
why
would
you
gotta
be
then?
Bringing my kids in this though?
But
why?
It's just the same. It's the same.
So you can feel it. You can really feel it. Like now you just sit there laughing and say, Nah. Let him give him a chance. You would have given nobody that advice to folks to you. You would not.
You know what, y'all two, I had about enough of y'all tonight. Y'all two have gotten on every nerve.
Do you know who's a hypocrite for real?
You're a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite. Because you said before that it didn't make a difference.
I don't care what you say about what I said.
It don't matter.
I'm telling you right here, right now, if that was somebody close to you, you would not tell her, give him a chance.
Why you having a truth night tonight? Why you going to sit there and tell somebody, ain't that been what I did before? It's my bit, and now all of a sudden you want to have confession night. Now you want to confess.
If that's the case, you're condemning men that are down low, you know, doing the down low thing and are having wives. That's not a real thing.
Don't be trying to turn a segment of people against
now,
me.
Boo-boo.
You ain't
come
nothing but a troll
man.
You know what? I've had enough of you. We're Miss Delia and Weenie. Let's shut this damn thing down. You two heifers that got on every nerve that I have in my body.
Now you're pissed off. I mean, you don't like no gay people then. That's what that means. Now you're trying to get people mad at me when I walk out in public. I get shot at because of some comments that you made.
I have enough of y'all. We're done. So for Miss Terry, for Mobile Bees and the Easy and Bigger, we'll see you on Wednesday. Hey, girl, don't listen to these two heavens. Do your thing. Peace.
are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.